A pioneering project being promoted by Highland Region and the Royal Scottish Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children is in danger because of a refusal by the Scottish Office to fund the pilot scheme. The scheme was to have looked into how children who had been abused could apply for compensation to the Criminal Injuries Board. According to the reporter to the Children's Panel for Highland Region, Peter Ferguson, compensation doesn't depend on the perpetrators being prosecuted. But there's a great need to let people, and especially children, know about the system of compensation. The application for funding for a full-time social worker to undertake the work has been refused, but according to Peter Ferguson, further action will be taken.
I think all the agencies involved will have to get together and really decide where we go from here. There are two aspects of the matter. One is where we go locally. How do we take the matter forward in a local basis, but also where we go nationally, because running parallel with the refusal to fund this project has been an attitude by government that has been less than helpful to just promoting the idea by publicity. They seem to be somewhat resistant to taking on the idea of making more information available to children and their families. So that may have to enter the political arena, as it is, of course, a subject that has become a political matter.
Have you any inkling as to why the government seems reluctant to take this on?
Well, it's very difficult to understand from the communications we've had. One would have to say that the sums of money involved here could be vast. The Criminal Injuries Compensation Board do not have a fixed budget. The government is committed to meeting all claims it awards. If we take the view that there may be 1,000 or more children who might be entitled in Scotland every year to awards, which range from a minimum of £500 up to, well, there is no maximum, one can see that the amounts of money are very substantial indeed. And one would certainly not like to think that that lay behind the government's coolness towards publicity for the scheme.
Meanwhile, what happens to the children?
Children are cared for in all the other ways that the regional council can. The social work department will provide every other form of treatment and help for abused children. It's just that we're disappointed that this major benefit to children, which would help them so much when they become adults, some of the children, naturally having been taken into care, leave care at the age of 16 or 18 without the support of a family background. And it's at this point that perhaps the award of compensation would set them on the road to adulthood in a much more secure fashion. And that's what worries us.
Is there any likelihood that the regional council could take it on themselves? Because, after all, it seems to be only one more staff person.
Well, that's really not for me to say at the moment. I know that there are difficulties within the present budget, and one more staff person doesn't sound like a lot, but it has to compete with a lot of other demands on resources. The council is certainly committed to the scheme, and I'm sure the council will be giving consideration to what step can be taken next.
It's almost 10 to 8. An underwater birth expert, Russia